You're welcome. We're going to do the one for Vizoda Bracha. I know we're not yet at Yom Kippur, but there's not going to be, it's going to be Venus Manim, so now's the chance to do it. The Pasuk of the Bracha of Yisachar and Zvulun, so the Pasuk in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yudchei, it says, L'Zvulun Amar Samach Zvulun Mitzaytecha, Yisachar Bo'olecha. And Rashi there comments, why is Zvulun and Yisachar, the order changed? Zvulun appears first in the Pasuk before Yisachar. Why would that be? And Rashi says that Zvulun and Yisachar made a deal. That Zvulun was going to go work, and Yisachar was going to sit and learn Torah. And their arrangement was that Zvulun was going to support Yisachar. And in the words of Rashi, so by Yisachar learning Torah, while being fed and supported by Zvulun, so they were going to each have a chilek in the Torah. And in fact, Zvulun has as much of a chilek, if not more, for supporting Yisachar while learning. So therefore, Zvulun's name appears first in the Pasuk. So the Emes Yaakov comments on this Rashi, and he says that in the future, meaning in Olam Haba, so what kind of portion are Yisachar and Zvulun going to get? They're going to get the same portion, meaning you're going to see Yisachar is going to be up there with the other Gedolim, and they're going to be sitting there at around the table, and they're going to be discussing a sugya, and they're going to be learning Torah, and they're going to be saying, but the Ksos says this, and the Rashba says that, and the Ran says that, and they're going to be arguing back and forth. And who's going to be sitting next to Yisachar? Zvulun. He's going to be right up there with them and having the same chelik with them. But the Emes Yaakov says, wait, Yisachar is going to be able to participate in the conversation. He is going to be talking with all the other Gedolim, all the other Talmidei Chachamim and Gedolim and Tzadikim we have, and they're going to be talking Torah. What is Zvulun going to do? He's going to sit there and smile and nod? He's not going to be able to participate because he didn't learn. Is that schar? Is that an appropriate reward for Zvulun having worked so hard and slaved day in and day out to not only support himself but also to support Yisachar, who is going to sit and learn? So rather, when we say that he has a share in Yisachar's reward, it also means that Zvulun's going to end up with the Torah that Yisachar has as well. As in an Olam Haba, as a gift, he's going to get whatever Yisachar learned, he's also going to know that Torah. Even though he spent his life in business, working, and not sitting and learning, because of him being the one who supported Yisachar, he's going to end up with that Torah knowledge, and he's going to be able to participate in that conversation. So you're going to see this Gadol and that Gadol all talking Torah to each other, and Zvulun there too. So then as Yaakov asks, wait, Lamaisa, Zvulun didn't learn the whole time. And even if you want to say we're going to teach it all to him, don't we say that the only way to acquire Torah is through Amal and Yegia, through working really hard? Yisachar himself, how does he acquire Torah? He needs to learn Torah 101 times, right? We say, Eino Dome Me'apamim Le'me'av Echad. You want to remember Torah? You need to learn it even 101 times in order to know it by heart. I remember Rav Lau at the Siyum HaShas told the Gematria. He says the Gematria of Shachach, forgot, is 328. The Gematria of Zachar is 227. The difference between them is 101. In order to go from the guy who forgot to the guy who remembered it, 101 times. So Yisachar had to sit there and learn it 101 times in order to remember all this Torah. Zvulun's going to get it in a split second. So he says, with this we can understand. In order to understand this, we have to ask another question. We know Gemara Nida, it's a very famous Gemara Nida. People don't realize it's Gemara Nida, but that's how famous it is that a child in the womb learns Kol HaTorah Kulo. And what happens right before he's born? The angel hits him up here above his lip, and he forgets all the Torah. So, what's the point of that? And meaning, that's not as much of his question as, what do we learn from that? And what we learn from that is that it's indeed possible for a person to learn the whole Torah without any Amal V'Yegiyah. You can do it. But such a Torah won't be Mizkayim. the baby didn't work so hard. He sat there and was taught it by an angel. But that Torah doesn't stay with you. The angel doesn't, you forget it. The Torah that stays with you is the Torah you worked hard to earn. The Torah you sweated on the toso trying to understand Pshat and figure it out, that's the Torah that stays with you. Any other Torah, you forget. We say, the Pasuk says, Zo Torah Adam Ki Yamut Ba'Ohel, and it's really just teaching you the laws of Tum and Tahara, but Chazal or Dorishit, Zo Torah Adam, Ein Divrei Torah Mizkayim Elu Misha Meimid Atzmo. You have to be, as though you're going to die in the tent there if you don't, that's how hard you're going to have to work on it, and then you get the Torah. So the only way Torah is Mizkayim is if you work really hard. So now we can understand how Zvulun gets the Torah. Did Zvulun work really hard? Yes. He swaved Olay. He was a merchant. He was working so hard not only to support himself, he was supporting Yisachar. He worked hard. Yisachar worked hard learning Torah. So did Zvulun work hard? Yes. So we're going to give Zvulun the Torah, and it's going to be Mizkayim for him b'schus his Yegiyan Amal. What was his Yegiyan Amal? In the working world, not in the learning world. But because he was Mikayim his Chova, there's an obligation on us to be Yegiyah, to work really hard, to put in the Yegiyah, to put in the effort. That's an obligation on each person. It could be in Torah, or it could be in business, and then, not all businessmen, but businessmen who then use their business success to support Torah. So, it's not that Zvulun all of a sudden, Olam Haba, is going to get the Torah and it's going to stay with him without any work. No, it's going to stay with him b'schot the work that he did his whole life. And therefore, it's not the pshat that he just gets Torah without Amal, but his Amal is based on having been Mefarnes Yisachar all those years. And the limud that he gets is the limud that he did originally with the Malach. It all comes back to him. So we see here a very important lesson that whatever you're doing, you have to be amel. It's an obligation on humans to work hard. Whatever you're doing, you work hard at it. You should be working hard in Torah, or even if you're in business, you should be working hard, and then with your business success, you can use it for Avodas Hashem. You can use it to support Torah learners, to support mitzvah, to support Maase Chesed. Whatever it is, you're supposed to be doing it, working hard in order to be successful, and that's the only way you're going to have bracha in Maase Yadecha. The only way you're going to have bracha in Maase Yadecha is if you work hard at it, if you're amel in it. And so we should all be zocha to siyata d'shmaya that comes from our amelut, especially here in yeshiva. We're trying to become yisachars. We're trying to become those who are successful, who learned the Torah 101 times in order that it remains with us. So we should have, we should all be zocha to siyata d'shmaya in that regard. And this is for v'zoda bracha. So that's part of what we're celebrating on Simchas Torah. We celebrate having gone through the whole Torah, and we're planning on going. We start immediately after Zohar Bracha. We start again. We completed it one time. We're going to time two. You completed the Torah 100 times. You're going to even have to do it 100 first time in order for it to be Mizkayim for you. Okay, Shkoyach. Thank you for coming.